The stories in the book Long Shadows cover more than 70 years from the Spanish Civil War up through the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. All the contributors consider themselves peace activists, and all are members of the Madison chapter of Vets for Peace. Editor David Giffey, who served as a combat journalist in the Vietnam War, says one common theme in all the stories is some sense of guilt for taking part in or being witness to activities that could be considered war crimes.
They talk about their culpability and then how that propelled them really into really examining what they did and what other people do and now what is done in the name of American citizens.
For some of the veterans, their transition to peace activism took place over decades. Not so for 25-year-old Iraq War veteran Patrick Wilcox. Giffey says Wilcox talks about how he began to make the shift while he was on active duty in Iraq.
He really felt like he observed the dismantling of the Iraqi culture and the destruction of the country and began to be very concerned that that kind of devastation was also very adversely affecting the United States.
There's also the story of Don Cleese, whose job was to patrol the line dividing East and West Germany during the Cold War. His transition to peace activism began with seeing the humanity in the East German soldiers pacing up and down the same border he was on the other side.
He could see them and he could have touched them had they been allowed to. And he came to realize the things they had in common, how they were young guys who were probably concerned with the same things and would have enjoyed having a beer with him if they could have all got together at night.
The book also includes the stories of veterans of World War II, the Korean War, and an Israeli soldier who fought in the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Giffey says he hopes the book will send a strong message to other veterans who are trying to come to terms with their role as warriors.
I hope that it empowers veterans to realize that they are citizens first and civilians, and that they have the moral authority, given their experience, to speak out about it.
Long Shadows is published by Atwood Publishing in Madison and will go on sale this weekend at Fighting Bob Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.